Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. It's Your Ship Management Techniques from the Best Damn Ship in the Navy is a business and leadership book by former U.S. Navy Captain D. Michael Abershoff, based on his command of the USS Benfold. The book explains how a struggling but technologically advanced warship became a model of performance through better leadership rather than better hardware. Abershoff uses his Navy experience to argue that management problems are often rooted in the leader's behavior, not in the people being led. The revised edition presents practical lessons that are meant to transfer beyond the military into organizations, teams, and companies facing pressure, low morale, or weak accountability. Rather than offering theory alone, the book focuses on specific habits, such as listening carefully, building trust, clarifying purpose, and judging people by results. Its purpose is to show how leadership can create ownership, improve discipline, and raise performance in environments where command and control alone are not enough. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership starts with the commander, not the crew. One of the book's central arguments is that a leader must first improve himself before expecting the team to change. Abershoff takes responsibility for the ship's performance and treats leadership as a learnable discipline rather than a fixed trait. This matters because it reverses a common managerial habit blaming underperformance on employees while leaving leadership style untouched. On the Benfold, the shift began when the captain stopped assuming that rank automatically produced obedience or excellence. Instead, he examined how his own habits, communication style, and expectations affected morale and initiative. The book's practical value comes from this self-directed approach. It suggests that effective leadership requires reflection, consistency, and accountability at the top, by framing change as the leader's job. The book gives managers a concrete starting point model, the behavior they want, remove friction created by their own methods, and accept that culture often mirrors command behavior. Secondly, listening and communication create ownership. Abershoff places unusually strong emphasis on listening aggressively and communicating purpose clearly. These are not presented as soft skills in the abstract, but as operating tools that help people understand why their work matters and how they contribute to the mission. On a ship, where routine tasks can feel mechanical, meaning becomes a source of discipline and commitment. The book argues that when crew members understand the larger purpose behind their actions, they are more likely to act responsibly without constant supervision. Listening also serves a managerial function beyond morale. It helps leaders discover practical problems that frontline workers see first, and it signals that input is valued rather than tolerated. That combination builds ownership. People who feel heard are more likely to think like problem solvers instead of passive followers. In business settings, this principle applies to any team where communication gaps create disengagement, hidden mistakes, or resistance to change. The book shows that participation and clarity often improve performance more effectively than pressure alone. Thirdly, trust and results matter more than compliance. A major theme in the book is the difference between managing for appearance and managing for outcomes. Abershoff argues that leaders should look for results, not salutes, because visible compliance can hide weak thinking, fear, or wasted effort. This idea is closely tied to creating a climate of trust. When people are trusted to solve problems, they are more likely to take initiative and less likely to wait for permission on every decision. The book presents trust as a performance tool, not just a moral preference. On Benfold, trust helped replace micromanagement with accountability, making the crew more capable and more confident. The emphasis on outcomes also exposes the limits of command systems that reward obedience over effectiveness. A team can look disciplined while producing poor results, so the leader must distinguish between superficial order and actual progress. This makes the book especially relevant for organizations that confuse control with productivity. Its deeper point is that trust, when paired with clear standards, can produce stronger discipline than surveillance and formal authority. Fourthly, empowerment grows through risk, initiative, and better people development. Abershoff presents empowerment as a deliberate management practice rather than a slogan. He encourages taking calculated risks, going beyond standard procedure when necessary, and building up people so they can solve problems independently. In the context of the Navy, this means trusting capable personnel to act within clear boundaries instead of waiting for top-down approval on every issue. The broader management lesson is that organizations improve when leaders create room for initiative. Standard procedures are useful, but the book shows that they are not enough when conditions change or when rigid habits block improvement. Developing people is therefore essential to long-term performance. Abershoff treats training, coaching, and responsibility as interconnected. People grow when they are given meaningful work and the chance to own outcomes. This makes the book more than a story about morale. It is also a practical model of talent development. Where leaders increase capacity by pushing decision-making downward, and by treating subordinates as future leaders rather than temporary labor. Lastly, unit cohesion and quality of life support sustained performance. The book does not treat performance as a purely technical issue. It also emphasizes unity and quality of life, showing that people work better when they feel part of a coherent group and when their basic working conditions are respected. Generating unity means aligning the crew around a shared mission rather than allowing silos, resentment, or rivalry to weaken execution. At the same time, improving quality of life reflects a realistic understanding of motivation fatigue, frustration, and unnecessary hardship reduce attention and commitment. Abrashoff's approach suggests that leaders should remove avoidable obstacles, not simply demand more effort. This broadens the definition of management effectiveness. It is not enough to issue orders or set targets. Leaders must also shape the environment in which people do the work. In a military setting, this can improve readiness and discipline. In business, it can improve retention, collaboration, and discretionary effort. The book stands out because it connects human factors with operational results instead of treating them as separate concerns. In conclusion, It's Your Ship is best suited for managers, team leaders, executives, military readers, and anyone responsible for improving performance in a structured organization. It is especially useful for people dealing with weak morale, low initiative, poor communication, or over-reliance on top-down control. The book offers practical value because its lessons are specific and operational. Listen more carefully, clarify purpose, build trust, reward results, and develop people into problem solvers. Those ideas are familiar in leadership literature, but Abrashoff gives them unusual credibility by showing how they worked on a high-stakes Navy warship with measurable consequences. That setting makes the book stand out from generic management advice. It is not built on abstract theory or corporate case language alone. It translates leadership into visible behavior under pressure. Readers who want a concise, action-oriented framework for changing culture will find it especially accessible. Its strongest difference from similar books is the combination of military discipline and human-centered management, proving that accountability and empowerment do not have to conflict. Instead, they can reinforce one another when leadership is deliberate and credible. If you would like to support D. Michael Abrashoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.